11:40 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, my guest in the studio is Jane Winfield from Tees Law, and she's here to talk about Brentwood Business Awards.
Tees Law, we're better known for being Wortley Byers. We're based in the High Street, or behind the High Street, by the Cathedral. And Wortley Byers has been an incarnation and a very successful business for 50 years. It's our 52nd birthday, I think, this year. But on the 1st of January this year, we merged with a firm called Tees, who have offices in Chelmsford, Bishop Stortford, Saffron Walden, Cambridge, Royston, and Bishop Stortford. So we are now their sixth office. And what it has meant is that we now have a greater strength in numbers and expertise. We have gone from being a firm in Wortley Byers of about 50 people to now about 350, and particular new specialisms in clinical negligence and agriculture. But apart from that, nothing else has changed. We still are trading as Wortley Byers, Tees incorporating Wortley Byers for the foreseeable future. And For all our clients and customers, there is no difference. We're still the same people, the same individuals, but we've just got greater strength in numbers now and expertise.
And what's your role within the company?
I am a commercial property lawyer. I'm a partner. I've been there for 22 years. I've been a partner for about 16 years, and I'm the head of the commercial property team in Brentwood. Only.
You were talking about medical negligence,
yes,
as well.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot more people coming through?
Yes, unfortunately, I think it is, sadly, it's not only is there personal injury where people are injured, and not of their own volition, but a lot of the time it is negligence in the hospitals, which is difficult and upsetting, because obviously you don't want to deprive the NHS of money.
Yeah.
Equally, if somebody has been very badly injured as a result of a mishap or a birth problem, then they are entitled to their compensation, of course, because it's very distressing for everybody involved.
And you deal with work-based problems as well, if people are sort of need to take their employer.
Oh yes, we have a whole employment team, so we offer every type of legal service that you could think of, and business, corporate, tax, residential property, commercial property, trusts, wills, tax, probate, you name it, we do it all. We don't specialise in particular things that you wouldn't expect in this area of the woods. So we don't do shipping, things like that, but then you wouldn't expect that anyway. But pretty much everything that you'd want to have advice upon, we can help.
Now, the Brentwood Business Awards, you're sponsoring the award for Business Person of the Year.
Yes.
Why did you pick that particular award?
Because the Business Person of the Year, it kind of encompasses quite a lot of the other categories in many ways. The Business Person of the Year, they could be a sole trader, they could have a big team of people, but clearly you're looking for somebody who kind of ticks the box for all the other categories in many ways. So they will hopefully have great ideas, a great product, a great team, a happy team, a motivated team, great customer service. Their business may have grown, or it may be that they've had a difficulty with their business and they've overcome it, and that was what has made them a great business person.
Yeah.
So it's looking for the individual that can carry their business and their team. Although, let's say, there may be just them, doesn't matter. Please don't feel that you're a sole trader that you can't enter this category, because you certainly can, because you could just have a great business or a great idea, great product. So there's lots of things to think about. And I think a lot of people with the business awards, I've spoken to people and they've said, oh yeah, but actually I don't think I could. I said, well, then do a different category.
Yeah.
But I think once you start thinking about which categories you can enter, you realise you do have a lot of strengths, or you think, actually, we do need to sharpen up our act a little bit on customer service or whatever, and that's the reason we're not entering that category, but we'll do some others, and maybe we should think more carefully about why we're not entering, or don't feel we could enter a certain category.
And also, when I've spoken to other people who are doing sponsoring the awards, we sometimes don't like to big ourselves up.
Absolutely. It's a very British thing.
It is, isn't it?
Very British thing to say, well, I don't think I'm good enough, or I don't want to go out there. But again, I've been judging business awards for many years, and what you find is that even though the person who enters it, the competition, may feel slightly uncomfortable, what it does do is it sends a great message to your team. Really does, because your team will turn around and say, hey, My boss thinks we're good. He thinks our business is good. Thinks my role within it is really good, and we're all part of a great team. And he or she wants to tell everybody about us. So it's a great morale booster for the team. Even if it's only one person, it's the same thing.
Have you got all the nominations in for that category?
Yes, they'll all be in now. It has all closed.
And then what do you need to do? I then go through.
All of the nominations. I try to visit everybody because I think that's fair and reasonable. Clearly, if it's silly numbers, that's not possible. But because it's anybody who enters has to do business in the borough of Brentwood, it's clearly not a lot of travelling. So it's quite easy to do, and I think it's nice to meet people and encourage them and congratulate them on having entered the awards, because, as I say, some people do feel uncomfortable about it. And I think being rejected out of hand or saying, well, I'm not coming to see you because your application isn't very good, is off-putting. They're not going to do it again, are they? So they're not going to enter again. So I do try to see everybody.
And then will you be sitting down with a team of people from the company to sort of say, these are the top five?
No, it'll just be my decision, right, because what we try to do is try and keep it as see-through as possible, if you like. So there's not, I'm not talking to other people. It's got to be transparent, fair. So it's just on my view, because if you start talking to lots of other people, because people can enter more than one award.
Right.
So if I started talking to another judge and they said, well, actually, you know, we thought this, that and the other, because, you know, people may be very good at, for example, marketing, but their business may not be growing as much as they thought it was for a growing business. So you get different views. So I think it's better to just keep it to my category and might form my view on that. And you know, as I said, for the business person of the year, there is an element of you get a gut feel for somebody being that person.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Last year to choose between first, second and third was incredibly difficult. And at the end of the day, everybody who enters these awards, whether you win or not, it's the winning is the icing on the cake, but you don't have to win to be successful or to put your team out there and put yourself forward. Winning is nice, but it's not about the winning. It's about the taking part.
Yes. Speaking to past winners, what have they got out of winning the award?
It puts them out there on the map, and it raises their profile in a good way, I hasten to add. And I think so. People get to hear about you. They'll read the papers. They'll attend the awards, etc. But the main impact is on the team and your suppliers and your customers.
Yeah.
You've got a little notch there, and you say, "Hey, look, we won this, or we entered it, and we got nice comments and what have you." Or whether you come first, second, third, whatever, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the knock-on effect of raising your head above the parapet and saying, my business is really good. Don't you all think so?
Yeah.
And I think people like to do business with confident, well-run, you know, so it just attracts other business. It can't help but do that. So that's, you know, it's a win-win, really. You have nothing to lose apart from a little bit of time in completing the application.
Yeah.
But you can make of that what you want to.